Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Emma Goldman. I mean, Mason Wazwaz.
It is it's like low-key also the Emma Goldman podcast.
It's the Emma
We've
Goldman
talked about
hour.
Her so many times. Emma Goldman was from Russia, a Russian immigrant who came to the United States right around the turn of the 20th century, towards the end of the 1800s. And sure enough, she was the most dangerous woman in America.
So great.
An outspoken anarchist activist. Feminist.
Jimbo's really excited that you're obsessed with her and anarchism. He's like, oh, that's great news.
We got a listener email. Okay?
Yeah.
All it says is, I thought you guys might want to weigh in on this. And then it has a link to the YBCA curatorial open call.
I am rolling my eyes.
You rolled your whole body. You did a body roll.
I did a whole body roll with this moving chair.
The listener says, seems a little fishy to get rid of the head curator position, then do an open call for ideas, making it seem like a prize when you get to have a show there. Yes, we need more opportunities to do work like this, but this seems like the beginning of a bad trend. Am I being too jaded?
No, you're not being too fucking jaded at all. Those are great questions, wonderful observations. Good on you for having a critical fucking mind in this world. Good. Thank you, listener.
I'm trying to open up. I know.
This is
serious
business.
Good for you, listener. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. I did notice, but then I didn't. I was like, that's odd.
You probably noticed it and just like rolled your eyes or your whole body and then deleted the email.
I don't know what my reaction.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't happy about it, but I was like,
You were sort of like, oh, that's because Lucia's gone and they're not hiring another curator. So they're just going to outsource their curation. But supposedly it's just for the upstairs gallery. So I really don't have any idea what's planned for downstairs.
And the upstairs gallery is a little bit of a...
I actually like... That's my favorite part of the whole fucking space.
Even the part that's carpeted?
Carpeted?
It's like when you get up the stairs, when you come in...
No, I mean that singular enclosed space that exists upstairs. I don't like the hallway.
Let's a verbal description of the entire layout and architecture of the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts.
They have a ton of space. It's crazy.
Here's the deal. You come in, there's a massive, like, atrium.
Massive atrium. It's
union run. Would you call that an atrium?
Yes, that's absolutely an atrium slash lobby, you could say.
And then you come in these big glass doors. It's all glass.
It's all glass.
You can see from the outside.
Beautiful light coming through.
Then you come in the doors, and to your left is what is now a little home base for the curatorial practice program at CCA.
Yeah.
And they have like a little book area.
They have fantastic books.
Mm-hmm.
Like really incredible
and publications. And they've had like talks and panels and things.
The classes are held there.
Uh-huh. So that's cool.
I think this is the first year that relationship is happening between CCA and YBCA. I imagine there will be some opportunity for those students to curate
stuff at YBCA.
I would imagine. Like it seems like that seems like an obvious.
If you just next to that is an entry into kind of the main galleries that are on the first floor.
Next to that to the left. So when you're walking in, you pass the room for CCA and then you take a left into this.
Into the main galleries.
The main galleries.
But then if you don't turn into there and you keep walking forward, there's the ticket desk.
There's a ticket desk.
The restrooms. Restrooms are fine.
Restrooms are great.
There's also a water fountain there.
Yeah, I love the water fountain.
You think the restrooms are great? I think they're fine.
No, you're right. The restrooms are functional.
Have we talked about what are the best restrooms?
Oh, there was my favorite restroom.
I think we've talked about this many times on the show, but
we
need to.
We've never talked about it.
But a lot of places.
I want to talk about that.
A lot of places have closed and a lot of places have opened. So maybe we need to revisit. So best restrooms. You know, I think Southern Exposure's restrooms are their own individual room with a full size door. Okay, now, are they like, is there like a kind of, you know, aromatic curation going on? Maybe not, but I'm just saying they're very...
I don't think it's intentional.
It's very private. If I'm in that neighborhood and I need to go to the restroom...
Oh, good idea.
And I'll drop by there for sure. over Atlas Cafe.
Yeah, and it's nice because it's all gender. So there's right no next. Like, you know, you have your own private space. It's all a shared sink. So you go into your little stall, close the door, lock the door. Mm-hmm. And it's not one of those things where they're like the top part of the stall is exposed. It's like a full room.
It's like a floor to ceiling,
full room. Like, you do what you need to in there, people.
Yes. And
it's
then
your space for
also,
that moment.
Roxy, the Little Roxy Theater, yeah. also has its own room, restroom, one single restroom, not multiple stalls.
You know, it's funny.
And they have a black toilet in one of them.
I think all of the toilets there are black. Maybe.
At the Roxy?
Mm-hmm. The weird thing about the Roxy in the main theater, sorry people, this is going to get real uh-huh. detailed.
I can't remember what the restrooms are like. There's a men's and a women's and
let
they're
me
off
tell
to
you,
each side. Is
yes,
that right?
They're off to each side.
See, in the Little Roxy, I think they're all gender inclusive.
Yeah, I think that's great. What always happens to me when I'm at the Roxy in the main theater is that, so the restrooms, men and women, you go in and there's like, there's like a chair and a sink and then one stall. And what often happens is that people lock the main door so that they have the entire space to themselves, which I find kind of obnoxious because what if you need to go in there and wash your fucking hands? Like the stall locks.
Yep.
So I always think that's so weird.
That is unusual.
I'm like, why are you locking the whole door, dude? Just chill the fuck out. Yeah. I'm not coming here to mess with you. People might have insecure attachments who are doing that.
Good one, Mason. Good one. Okay.
Not to make fun of people with insecure attachments at all. It's a very serious situation.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I have that.
I think I was thinking about that. I immediately was like, I think I'm a secure attachment person. I was like, maybe I'm a secure insecure attachment.
No, I think you're a secure. I don't know. Well.
I mean, I had a fucked up childhood.
You're not like a but you're not like codependent. Maybe you go the other way because I think I'm very codependent.
I can go from zero.
Okay, we got to get back on point with the bad things.
Hold on. I can go from zero to 100 in like a snap, though, if my brain lets me.
Where you're like freaked out, like if they're not
where
here,
like
I called them, they're not answering, they're dead, you know, or they
for
hate
sure.
me.
Not that, but like they're dead. Something happened to them. I need to start calling the hospitals in the area.
Okay. Yeah, you're fucked up. Okay. So also Minnesota Street Project has some excellent, it's multi-stall bathroom, but the stall doors go
they're
pretty
very
much
tall.
Almost all the way down to the ground.
You know whose bathroom I like? Slanted Door. Their
Where's
bathroom,
that?
Slanted Door, is a restaurant.
Oh.
That's a restaurant. Whatever, people. I know this
that's
is arts
of,
and culture.
No, that's
it's
culture. Food is culture.
Fine.
Food
it's
is
yummy
a huge,
Vietnamese food. Vietnamese
huge part
French.
Of culture. Where is it located?
It's in the Ferry Building. You enter from the bay.
And they have their own restrooms?
It's a restaurant. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because the Ferry Building has
it's like a fancy high-end restaurant. It's
okay,
very
but
nice.
But it's part of the Ferry Building.
It's in the Ferry Building. They have their own restroom. It's like Southern Exposures.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like individual stalls,
full room.
Close the door, lock the door.
You could be
you come
doing
out,
anything.
And there's a nice, you know, trenched whatever sink, whatever you call that.
Trough.
Trench. There's a nice trench.
I don't think trough sink
think
is what it's called
what
either.
That's kind of what it's called, though. If you think about like a horse trough or a cow trough or whatever.
Doesn't sound luxurious.
Sorry, I'm bumping.
Okay.
SF MoMA, people love those restrooms.
They're
very
creative.
Entertaining. Bright, bright colors. Selfie extravaganza in all of those restrooms. You choose your color, go for
it. Well, if you're, two of them are accessible without paying for a ticket.
Which two?
And one near the coat check that's the original entry area. And then up by the public art and education area is the red one. So white and red.
The second floor in the new building.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, fantastic. I also enjoy those restrooms. I often go there without buying a ticket, so I'm going in the red one. You come out and everything's green. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah. And, I never had that experience. Bummer.
Yeah. Try it
you
out.
You have that? I think my rods and cones are too old.
No way.
Maybe I need
Mason,
to stare a little longer.
We'll just have you stare at this green thing and everything will look pink.
We'll put it on my face.
Yeah, we'll work it out. Okay, other favorable bathrooms.
I have one more. That's like really standing out.
Is it a favorable?
It's actually my favorite. My favorite. This place is no longer open.
Oh.
It was called Ken Ken Ramen. the ramen shop in the Mission. The bathroom was amazing. It was this one room bathroom, one toilet. You go and you lock the door. There's like fake plants everywhere, wallpaper, jungle, sounds of a waterfall. Like just you were in this enclosed, amazing, awesome, beautiful, like dark. I loved it.
That's above and beyond.
It was like fucking awesome. I was like, you know, if I wanted my house to be like this, that would be kind of cool. And I think they had one of those toilets where there are all these like buttons. You could warm the seat. You could
do
all the things if you really, you know, you could kind of get involved.
Like in Japan.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But they're not there anymore, so I'm sorry, you can't go visit it, but it was great.
There's another place that I now you've reminded me of that is, I think, kind of close to Union Square. It's like a really strange bar called Farallon.
Okay, like at the Farallon Islands out there in the west.
And it's nautical theme. Like, it's a seafood place. Oh, there's, like, nets and weird
shit. In the bathroom?
But it's, like, kind of ritzy.
Wouldn't that be cute if they had, like, a net, like, garbage can?
I just remember them having a really interesting, also, nautical bathroom.
Oh, I have another one.
But I was there for an art project. Okay, I mean, these bathrooms are, like, above and beyond. It's not just that they're private. It's, like, a whole cultural experience.
This one is above and beyond, too.
And May soon at the end of this, we got to get back to the whole YBCA thing.
This is a really good detour.
Okay, go ahead.
For, like, a very uncomfortable subject matter.
Okay, go ahead.
Topic. The other one I was thinking of is this place, the David James Salon.
Okay.
Which is where Alice Shaw's sister, Whitney Shaw, cuts hair.
Okay.
Just, it's art related. That's all I'm trying to say. And hairdressing is actually a very incredible art form, I would say.
Yes.
Very talented people do that.
I think we need to also go back and include how easy it is to use this restroom.
To get in there.
If you're not a paid, right. Or a paying patron or whatever, customer.
Okay. Well, let me just quickly just say, the restroom there, also a single stall, a single room, you go and you close the door behind you. It is covered in flamingo wallpaper. It's like you feel like you are surrounded by thousands of bright pink flamingos. It is so awesome. I love it so much. And the wallpaper is textured. Mm-hmm. Like it feels like it's embossed in the shape of a flamingo.
Is it like felted?
So I go in. No, it's not felted. Oh, okay. Thank God. That would be kind of gross
that's
in a bathroom.
A lot in the bathroom.
Too much.
Yeah.
But I go in there and I'm always just like,
You're rubbing the walls. Wow, Maysoon.
It's so great.
What neighborhood is this in?
Do I have a picture? They are on like Fell. It's like Hayes Valley up the hill a little bit.
Do you get your hair cut
Fell and Steiner, yeah.
Okay, I've got one more. Just because I always have to, I'm always in the Mission for one reason or another, and I always have to pee, and sometimes it's nighttime, so like galleries are closed. So that's a good free pee.
Yeah. Yep.
Because San Francisco is
early.
Even more dystopian. I mean, first off, things close early, yes.
Yes.
But have you seen there's an app now where you basically have to have this app to use restrooms in certain places?
I don't know what that means.
It's called like...
It's dumb. I hate that.
It's called like... It's good to go with a number two. Good to go. So basically, you download the app.
Yeah.
I forget if you have to pay or what.
It's, and you just like, is there like
and
a,
you can
you
like,
scan your
you
phone
scan,
to get in or
yep.
something? It's like
and
electronic.
And it unlocks the door. There's one at Sextant Coffee Shop over around like 11th and like around 10th and Folsom in Soma. And I was like so disgusted.
It's in the coffee shop. So if you're a patron of the coffee shop, you can't use it without downloading the app or
right.
can you?
You can ask the person, the barista, to get a code. They'll print out a code that you can scan. But like the idea is, I mean, it's just straight up like classist, like,
whoa,
you know,
otherwise you're paying to go to the bathroom.
I mean, yeah,
paying someone other than the coffee shop, which is like, if anything, you should just pay the.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you have
to pay the owner,
the app for it in the app. Didn't Brokaw Stewart, when he ran for mayor, had this big idea for people to for the city of San Francisco to give some kind of subsidies or tax breaks or something to like restaurants and cafes and wherever's
that
would open
their restroom
to the public. Okay, Maysoon. Anyhow, my point is I always have to pee in the Mission. oftentimes there's nowhere to go.
And you have to download the fucking app.
No.
You don't want to download the fucking app.
No, I don't get the damn app. I go to Dandelion Chocolates.
Oh.
Because usually there's shit tons of...
It smells good, too.
Smells amazing like chocolate. There's tons of people, so if I just run in really purposefully and go on to the back, nobody tries to stop me.
I'm going
to
say Tartine Bakery is a real easy one. The line's so fucking long. If it's they don't crowded, know where you came from.
Nobody cares.
Just walk in, go to the back.
And they don't have like a code or a number
pad. Pass
the
bread oven, and there you go. It's right on the right.
And there's just no like it. Nothing you have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, no, you just go
same
right
at Dandelion, and they have a big door that rolls.
Oh, that's
and it's also
fun.
Private, completely private room cool. of your own. A room of one's own. Smells like chocolate. Love it. Highly recommend. Okay, anyhow, Maysoon.
Real quick.
I can't believe we've been
hold
talking
on.
About bathrooms for
this
17 minutes.
This is just
minutes.
Making me think of like, okay, so best bathrooms, like worst bathrooms.
Yeah, well, that was what I was going to bring
we do
up
that next episode?
Oh, really? Okay. Just to have something to talk about next time.
Just in case. I have like three on my mind.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, worst bathroom.
The stud.
The stud for sure.
I think one of them's not like, got a door.
It's like totally public. You're basically behind like a stall door.
Yeah.
And it's
but
just like.
I mean, you know, oftentimes I think that bathroom's not really used to.
It might be appropriate
deal
for.
With what would what do the doctors call? Evacuating?
Oh.
Eliminating?
It for shitting? Is that what you mean?
I just mean people are doing other stuff in
people
there that's not
stuff.
To do with them. With these kinds of
right
people are fucking in there.
Oh yeah, sure.
And that's why I think it's a little more like
I don't think it if you're fucking in a public restroom, I don't know if you care that much about your own privacy. You know what I mean?
You never did that, Maysoon.
Well,
we don't
know.
Have to get into it. Okay,
I don't know if I should talk about
point
this
is Maysoon. Okay,
the stud. Okay, the next one was these are gonna all be bars, of course, is the phone booth.
Oh, okay.
The phone booth is
that's in the Mission, right?
That's in the
like,
Mission.
Is it on Van
25th
Ness?
And Van Ness, yeah. South Van Ness. And you go, the bathrooms are in the back by the pool table. And my memory of the bathroom, it's been a while since I've been there, is basically, if you're at the pool table, you are looking straight into the bathroom. There's like a slide, what is it called? The Dutch
like
door.
Like an accordion door?
No, there's a door that just like, you push in and you push
oh,
out.
Oh, it's not, it doesn't latch. It like just.
It's just like a Dutch.
A saloon door.
A saloon door. Yeah, one okay. single door that's like so short. You know what I mean? It's like it barely, if you have to be a certain height for it to cover your private parts.
Holy
basically.
Macaroni.
So it's just, and then the toilet is behind a wall. So if you're sitting on the toilet or squatting, your ass is probably out of sight. But like if you're squatting, you have to lean forward. So you're basically like leaning forward, looking, waving at the pool table. Like, you know what
holy
I mean?
Holy mackerel.
It's so not
that's a
private.
I just wouldn't go there.
It's a fucking nightmare. I think that is definitely built for, it's built for people with dicks.
No, I say no to
it's
it.
It's kind of a nightmare, that one.
I also feel like the lighting at the Westfield Mall is in the bathrooms there. The bathrooms themselves are okay, but the lighting is very harsh.
Oh. Well, because they're public, right? So they're probably trying to deter any kind of like extra hanging out time.
Yeah.
I would say I have a strong memory of the Nordstrom bathrooms in the mall.
They're good.
Being like really good. There's like a whole lounge area with like plush seats to just hang out and like put your feet up from a whole day of shopping.
Or breastfeed.
Right. There's that too. Oh my God.
Okay, great. Any other ones? And particularly art.
The Labs bathrooms kind of suck.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they do.
I mean, they're like cool and quirky, I guess you could say, but they like don't flush most of the time. You're kind of afraid to do anything.
Dark.
They're
it's
dark.
Very dark.
The hallway's dark and quiet. I do like that they have two soap options at the Labs bathroom. They have your regular liquid soap. And
out of
have,
a dispenser.
I think they also have like that old borax soap there, like the powder.
Oh, that with that weird metal thing?
I love that shit.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, I love that.
Okay,
the only
great.
Other place that had that kind of soap that I remember offhand was Amnesia.
Okay.
Also shitty the, bathroom where the doors
bar,
doesn't lock.
Right? Oakland Museum has some great bathrooms
great
that are
bathrooms.
Also publicly accessible.
And so they have the full stall doors too, right?
Yep.
They are gendered.
I don't think all of them do. Yeah, they are like.
The ones by the cafe.
That's surprising to me. That they don't have gender-inclusive bathrooms.
Yeah, for Oakland.
They could work that out.
They could work that
out. Come on, they're doing a huge renovation at the Oakland Museum. Did you hear about this?
No.
Well, did I dream it?
I think I did. No.
They are like taking down the wall in the back so that you can come and enter the museum from Lake Merritt. That's at the end of bathrooms. We have to get back to, okay, so YBCA layout.
Oh, shit. Oh, right. Oh, my God. We're really going into some detail
okay,
today.
Okay, so if you, there's the restroom to your left, and if you keep walking straight, there's a little staircase. Store.
There's also that little weird,
what
weird
store?
They have a weird little shop there now.
Like kind of on the way to the it's at a theater.
The bathroom.
I mean, that's not the YB.
It's a tiny corner. It's tiny. There's like a book. There's a candle. There's a fork. There's like three things. Seriously.
Okay. Anyhow, then if you keep... Okay. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun there on the stairs because if you keep going straight...
The stairs are actually before the bathroom and before the desk.
I guess, yeah. I mean, in proximity. But if you're not if you're going from looking from left to right.
I thought we were going to do a whole
layout.
Not if
you're rotating left to right.
What about the ping pong table? What about the forum room? We're just
okay,
going straight to the stairs.
There's a lot of stuff in the atrium. Point is, if you walk straight back is the theater, the like performance space.
The forum. They call
okay,
that the forum space.
Because there's a theater in another building.
No, there's that theater, yes. Because
right.
There's also the theater upstairs.
Look here, Maysoon. Then you got the stairs that go upstairs, and at the landing,
yep,
that area is carpeted, and the kind of hallway area,
it's terrible.
Goes back to like a staff meeting room.
I really wish they wouldn't curate that space the way they do.
It just
feels weird.
What
it
can they put there that would be
right.
appropriate? Then up there you have pretty much like two major galleries. One I feel like is used often as a black box gallery, like when they had Lucy Raven in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then if you keep walking on the walkway, going back, okay.
Wait, what? Oh, sorry, two galleries on the top floor?
Yeah.
Where?
If you go in.
Okay, you walk up the stairs.
Here's the deal, pal.
There's
remember
the landing.
The motherfucking, remember
there's the theater. There's the long hallway.
Oh, that's the theater.
There's a.
I'm talking about the theater.
Like a movie for a screening.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Well, but like when David Bayes was in Bay Area Now, he also had a few sculptures in there.
No, that's the gallery.
God help us. We're losing subscribers
get,
left and right.
We're gonna get burned.
Okay, so Maysoon, this is what the thing says when you click on it. YBCA announces two new opportunities for artists and curators at one of the nation's most innovative contemporary art centers. YBCA is committed to engaging the broader Bay Area artist community in the creative process by inviting artists and curators to submit works and exhibition proposals that center on art as essential to progress for its public and gallery spaces. Mm-hmm. As a creative home for the diverse communities of San Francisco and beyond, YBCA aims to support and cultivate artists who are working to support societal movement. From our leading edge exhibitions and performances to our groundbreaking civic initiatives and community partnerships, YBCA is where creativity, people, and new ideas collide to create change. So, and then it says, second floor galleries. YBCA yeah. is calling for curatorial proposals for our second floor galleries, which range from a discrete project space of 760 square feet.
That's that one space.
That's the one you
That's
like.
That's the discrete, like, enclosed project space, not a hallway feeling place.
That's the one you like, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Up to a more expansive exhibition space comprised of 3,500 square feet. That must be the one that's the big one.
Downstairs?
No, this is all upstairs. So I think that's just all the galleries on the top floor.
No, I think that's the bottom floor too, 3,500.
No, Maysoon, because it says a floor plan of our second floor galleries can be found here.
Right, so it's basically the whole upstairs space.
That's what I said.
Well, that's what I said too.
That's what I said.
We're
more.
All right. Yeah, so that includes all the hallway areas, all the extraneous areas.
Okay.
Which I guess if you're curating a whole show, you could have like a reading room. You could have like a reading area in the hallway. And you could have a screening and you could have...
Yeah. So what we're looking for, we're interested in interdisciplinary or multidisciplinary proposals, especially those that focus on art as essential to progress. Example interests include Census 2020, art and health, youth and leadership, climate change, new economies, equity and shared prosperity, and civic participation and democracy. Who can apply? Curators, artists, and any individual or collective, regardless of experience level, background, or location, are invited to apply. Curators not based in the Bay Area will need to be present for installation. Selection process. Submissions will be open from September 12th to October 20th. That's no time at all.
Yeah, it's like a month and a half or a month, basically.
Successful applicants will be notified by November 8th. This is all seems like really short to me.
Wait, September 12th to October 20th and then November 7th. So it's like
November 8th.
So it's like 2 weeks later.
The exhibition will open June 18th, 2020.
Mm-hmm. So then you have 6 months to plan.
Diversity, equity, inclusion, and access will also be prioritized in the selection process. Proposals will be selected by 5 jurors who are leading experts in the fields of visual arts, performing arts, film, and civic engagement. Okay, so here's where the rubber meets the road.
Okay, let's
benefit. Selected proposals will receive up to a $3,000 curatorial stipend, plus artist fees and production and shipping support.
Mm-hmm. So the curator's getting $3,000, period, or the collective, or whoever, however many people are organizing the show. And then the Yerba Buena will, in addition, pay artist fees and shipping and all that. So the budget is larger than just $3,000.
Right.
They're just not telling you what it is because they probably don't know because it's dependent on what the show is.
Right. And then to apply, you just send in your info, your CV, your project proposal, which is 300 to 500 words.
Which seems really short.
Sample images up to 10 sample show. Images and a prospective artist list. And then they have, if you want more info, they have the director of program.
Who is that?
Dorothy Davila. Okay, Maysoon, that's the full scoop on what's going on with that. So what do you think?
I honestly just wish they would be transparent. Like, I think that's great. Great. Go ahead, have an open curatorial process. But please be transparent about, like, what you're doing as an institution. Like, what happens when you don't hire a full, like, a curator with a vision for your space? Like, I just, like, to me, that wouldn't bother me as much if I had a clearer understanding of what they were doing as an arts institution. Like, what are they doing about the film program? They laid off their film curator of many years. What are they doing about their visual arts program? Their curator has left and they're not hiring a new person. They're retitling everyone who's still there, redefining what everyone's roles are that are still there. I just, like, to me, that's my main issue.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, maybe this is going to be a great opportunity for someone out there. That's awesome. All sounds fine. You're paying people. Maybe you could pay the curator a little bit more. But I just, for me, it's just annoying because I don't have any sense. As a community member who's been going to that space for as long as I've lived in this city, have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it feels like they don't give a fuck that no one knows what they're doing. And they're just going to keep doing it. And there's no responsibility to the community that's been their community. That's all.
In an ideal world, that's all
it is. No big deal.
In an ideal world, because it sounds like this is that's usually our critique when things like this happen. Like when SFAI, you know, got rid of their exhibition director, yeah. Katie Hood Morgan. And
they have a fucking curatorial program housed in their building downstairs. You know what I mean? It's like
at YBCA.
Yeah. Like, yeah. What is the message? Right. For students who are spending like hundreds of thousands of dollars for their curatorial degree. And they're like, the city is basically, including this institution that supposedly values this work. Right. Because that's why it's in their space.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a fucking position open for them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't understand. Like, where is the conversation around that?
Okay, so in an ideal world, how would all this go down? I mean, it's different from place to place. Like, SFAI has a completely different situation than YBCA or DeRosa or, like, all these places are very different. I don't know.
To me, it just feels like I just want more transparency. I want, like...
Just more community engagement where it's, like, we recognize and we value all you people that, like, come here and care.
I don't even need to give my input in what I think they should do. Like, I don't care. Like, I care, but I also, like... I feel like if they said, hey, we're turning into a science and industry museum, I'd be like, wow, that's a fucking shock. Thanks for letting me know.
Uh-huh.
I probably won't come as much. You know what I mean? I don't know. It depends on how good I think it is, right?
Right. They're not doing that.
No. I'm just pulling something way out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Just to give an example.
Just if there was just a little illustrate, more. Just a little more.
Like if they said, hey, we know it looks, there have been a lot of changes. They could use whatever like marketing speak they want to. You know what I mean? Like, do yeah. whatever you need to do. Zhuzh it up. Make it look awesome. Make it sound amazing. All that is great. Like, do it. Do all that stuff. But, like, just say, hey, we know there have been a lot of changes here at YBCA. Let us tell you what's going on. We're really excited. This is what's happening to our visual arts program. This is what's happening with our performance program. And our film program is getting incorporated into all of our programs. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. Like, just something, some kind of responsibility towards the community would be fucking great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it seems so obvious, and I just don't know why people don't do that. And I'm sure that it's harder than it sounds. Mm-hmm. I'll put that out there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all of our organizations that have had, like, major leadership changes, and they, like, keep it all under the hush-hush, and it's, like, a big deal if anyone talks about it. And they think that they're, like, gonna get ruined if they are honest about anything. I just don't understand any of that.
Should we do some right now as the podcast?
What are we gonna do? What do you want? Well, yeah, sure, we can do it. Let's be really transparent. Okay.
We don't have any big changes coming.
Oh, for the podcast? Okay, yeah.
Although I have been putting the show up on Saturday. Maybe yeah. we'll just be transparent okay. that the I schedule? Might put the show up on Saturday.
Yeah. We could try to be more timely yes. for our listeners, since maybe uh-huh. you rely on the show coming out on a Friday.
Do you? Write in.
If you do,
call in 419-351-6606. Or you can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can send us an email, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Here's the thing, Maysoon. I feel like there is a podcast drought on Sundays.
Oh.
I get no new podcasts on Sundays, and I am in misery.
Oh.
This last Sunday, research assistant Katie Kondo was out in San Jose all day long.
And you were just car, like, what the hell?
And I was like, oh, I could go somewhere, but...
That's when you need to look for new podcasts home. To listen to.
And then I was like trying to clean something.
Have you been listening to Ear Hustle? So good.
Oh, yeah.
Love that one.
Link to them in the underworld. Speaking of money and budgets, Alternative Exposure is open for proposals. Yeah. Okay. They have their info sessions and all that stuff going on. I'll put a link in the underworld for that. If you need money for a project, and generally I think the projects that have a good chance or projects that incorporate a lot of people.
That incorporate a lot
like
of people.
Like individual, if you're like, I need money to stretch my canvas to
you
make
don't,
my
you
painting.
You won't get that project.
That's not what they're looking for.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, we have an alternative film series that we do.
Where we're showing many people's films.
Yeah, that
not,
kind
not
of thing.
Not our own film.
Yeah. Or if you have an alternative art space that you run and you need some budget for that, this is the place to do it. So it's called Alternative Exposure. It's their 13th round of micro grants.
It's so crazy.
And the deadline to apply is Monday, October 21st.
I want to give a shout out to SOEX for having the Alternative Exposure guideline printed piece in fully bilingual.
Yeah,
Spanish and English. That is fucking rad.
Is this the first year they did that?
I in my memory, yes.
Also, you should know another opportunity for a small grant. Oakland Stock is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
You got to come. Will you come this time?
Yeah, I would like to.
It's so fun. The soup is so good. It's so fun. Oakland Stock is happening on November 17th. The deadline for people to apply to get the money. So what happens is, there's beautiful soup. Somebody makes a beautiful soup. There's a meat soup usually and a vegetarian vegan option.
Yeah.
There's beautiful salad usually and bread and maybe like other tea, whatever. And
so nice.
And everybody pays to get in. Mm-hmm. Their early bird price, I think, is still in effect, which is only like $17 or something. Okay. But then the longer you wait, the more it is. And you also
like $50?
No, I don't think it's ever that much. Okay. And I think it's sliding scale, too. So, like, you know. And you also can pay at the door if you want. Okay. But if you want to be cool, you should pay ahead of time so they know how many people will probably
be there.
Because
they're trying to plan a dinner.
Yeah. And so it's at the Humanist Hall in Oakland, which is, like, right down the street from Whole Foods. And then the money that they get from everybody paying to be there goes as a grant to one of the presenters' projects.
Right.
And it really is like open to whatever.
So the more people there, the more money there is?
Exactly. One time it was $1,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's usually less than that. But it's a pretty good chunk of change for a small project. Mm-hmm. And that one, you could be an individual artist just pitching your weird project you want to do. I feel like generally all the times I've gone, the projects that get the grant are usually ones that are engaging more with multiple people and not just an individual artist. So wait, anyhow, so just if you want more information on that, I'll put a link in the underworld. Okay.
There's a one more grant opportunity I wanted to throw out there. It's called it's from the Awesome Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
These are $1,000 grants.
Great.
They're little micro grants, and they are, I think, really easy, pretty easy to apply for. So just go to their website, the Awesome Foundation.
Yeah, they're great. I also found a residency today that think is in Minnesota.
That's the one you want me to give a reference for they call me?
I applied so quick. It's such an easy application.
Midwest to Midwest would work out. I could put on a Midwest accent for them when they call.
Yes. I think they're in Minnesota. It's called Making Room. It's only 10 days in somebody's house in Minnesota. I don't know. It's the Zodiac Killer.
Have they been around? How many years has this been around?
I don't know, but it's a free application.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's free and you just
go
there.
Are residency applications not free?
Oh, fuck, dude.
Are you fucking kidding
me? Bemis is $40 a pop.
Fuck you! Bemis, come on!
I think that's how they make all the damn money.
Wow, I feel like they should
once you've applied 9 times,
it should be
free.
A residency card. Exactly, like a coffee card. A punch card!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Or like a frequent flyer card.
I even think like maybe you apply 5 times and you get your 6 for free.
After 5... You get a free one.
Yeah.
Because, every 5.
You know, because you're going to keep applying if you really want it. Did we have any listener questions?
We addressed it. It was about YBCA open call. I think it's weird. I got to be honest. I think it's weird.
Listen, if there's anyone at YBCA that wants to fill us in about anything, we want to hear from you, honestly.
Is it? Well,
seriously.
Let's get philosophical. Is it more democratic?
What if is what?
Is this whole dismantling of the whole like curator as the seat of power and gatekeeper to institutions actually like an antiquated thing that we're moving into the future where things are more democratic? I'm just being the devil's advocate. I can hear people throwing their radio.
Are you trying to say that that's what you think their answer would be?
Kind of, yeah. Do you hate that? Well, speak on it.
I don't think I can speak on that.
Oh, okay. Why? Because you're so mad? You're just like red with blood in your face?
I don't know if I have a diplomatic way to speak on that right now.
Why? You can say fuck that. That sounds like bullshit to me.
I'm all for a democratic process. Uh-huh. I do feel like if that's what they're talking about, that I think that's bullshit.
They probably wouldn't say that. They probably have some other reason.
No, I could actually see them saying that. Because of the whole political angle they've been trying to take with their sort of, you know, I don't know if it's curatorial
like
vision.
More socially just vision. Conscious mm-hmm. art. Yeah.
I just think that there are clearly people who are making the decisions in a non-democratic way.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
So I just feel like, you just have a jury of 5 people instead of 1. Maybe this isn't the place where democracy needs to be manifested in the whole selection of artists thing. Maybe it should be manifested more throughout the staff who are already there.
Yeah, maybe within the institution itself.
Yeah. Okay. Does seem like maybe a superficial way to deal with these things if what you really want is more like equity mm-hmm. within the institution. I don't know what I'm talking about. I have a headache. Let's end.
Oh, no. I think the chemicals in here are too strong.
From the bridge. To the other bridge.
To the island in between.
This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.